Stay up to date on the green and gold all off season. The Green and Gold Fix podcast is brought to you by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Luxury stay, elite play, unwind in sophisticated comfort. Win big, dine, and experience the events in Milwaukee. Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone. Adam, yeah, you have more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
It's always hard to beat a team three times in one season. It just is. I wouldn't be surprised if they meet again. And I wouldn't be surprised if Green Bay is in that game and Green Bay has a chance to win that game.
Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino. Gaming, casual, and fine dining. Two golf courses, a luxury spa, and live entertainment. Your total experience is at the Island.
Let's get right to it with Adam Schefter this morning. Good morning, Adam. How are you doing today?
Good morning, everybody. How are we doing?
Are you looking good? Looking fresh? Looking rested? Are you rested?
He's probably, the draft has been over now. He's been able to probably sleep in a day or two.
That's amazing. I'm so happy for him. I love that for him. Adam, I want to start with this. Has there ever been a glow up more substantial than that of the Washington Commanders? You thought I was going to say of Adam Schefter from last week until this week, but no, of the Washington Commanders.
No. Yeah. Boy, Jim, was I that far in the dumps? Like I was in the dumps like the Redskins? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm just saying, you look good, Adam. You look real good today. I saw you as we went through the draft. Maybe it was weighing on you a little. Maybe it was wearing on you a little. That rainy day in Green Bay when I saw you, you look great compared to that. So, Washington Commanders.
Well, you know what? You talk about the glam up of the Commanders. I would say a year earlier, the Houston Texans. There was not an organization that was as much in the dumper as the Texans. And all of a sudden, they came alive. And these sorts of things happen in the National Football League where, I could think back to the St. Louis Rams in 1999. They were terrible. And all of a sudden, Trent Green gets hurt, and they have to turn to this backup quarterback named Kurt Warner, and they wind up winning the Super Bowl. So that is the one that stands out in most recent memory. I don't know that there was an organization that was down in the dumps as long as the Commanders have been that now has the future that they do. So that's probably a little bit rare. But I think in the National Football League, it happens fairly often to where a team that was an afterthought and also ran like somebody that we didn't view with great respect all of a sudden climbs up and becomes relevant like the Commanders have. But, with the Commanders, you take the quarterback, and that really solves everything. Everything looks much better. Now, they do have new ownership. They have a new general manager, Adam Peters, new head coach, Dan Quinn, all those things. But the fact of the matter is, I believe, the quarterback really makes it all possible. Because if they don't hit on that pick the way they do, then everything else is not as what it is today.
And the reason I bring it up, of course, is that it was announced yesterday that Washington will be hosting the NFL draft in 2017.
Go ahead. That's going to be unbelievable. Like in 2027, when everyone's on the National Mall by the Washington Monument, however they set it up. Like, I didn't think the league did the right thing with Green Bay. I thought the draft should have been in Lambeau Field, not in a parking lot outside Lambeau Field, but I think that they're worried that they want that shot, that look where people are just lined up all over, and they don't want to see in a stadium, I think, empty seats across the stadium, even though there are so many people in attendance on the field and whatnot. Like, to me, you're in Lambeau, you're going to Lambeau Field, let's go in Lambeau Field. Like, let's do it the right way. That they opted for the parking lot. On that National Mall, I think that's going to be quite a scene in 2027.
Adam, what's your take on this whole Belichick saga? And do you think this could affect his legacy if he just goes and flops in college or no?
No, I don't think so. I mean, look, he did what he did. And, he's dealing with a different set of issues now. And that college world is not a world that a lot of coaches want to be involved in. But he loves coaching. He loves coaching. That's what he is at heart. And he wants to go coach. And so he's gone down to North Carolina to go do that. And obviously, there's all the other extra things that have come along that I don't need to comment on.
Shefty, what's the next NFL date that you've got circled on your calendar? Is it next week? Is it the schedule release? Do you not really concern yourself with that? What's the next date you've got circled?
Well, I think that you have the schedule release next Wednesday, and you also have the league meeting later this month in Minneapolis to go over the tush push, which I think, you know, the tush push will wind up getting banned at that point in time. But the schedule release, you know, the funny thing about it is, of course, everybody knows every team's opponents, but that schedule release has kind of taken on a life of its own. Like, it's a huge day.
It's the NFL,
it's a
man.
Day where people, and people plan their travel plans for the season. So if you're going to go see the Packers play in Detroit or Minnesota or whatever it may be, you know, you're locking in hotels, and it's become a real big deal. You know, what do we do? A 3-hour primetime special on ESPN about it. And we know it's coming. We just don't know when it's going to be.
Adam Schefter hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Marital status aside, are we any closer to Aaron Rodgers being the quarterback of the Steelers? This hits close to home because one of our guys, Ben Brust, maybe you've met him, maybe you've heard of him, he thought that the Packers and the Steelers were going to be the two teams facing off in Ireland. That's what his sources had told him. That has not now been debunked, as it was announced that it will be Steelers-Vikings, or maybe it wasn't announced, but that was out there yesterday. So it is not Packers-Steelers, apparently. And for whatever reason, people seem to think that Rodgers and his involvement with the Steelers is playing a role in this saga. Is there any truth to that? Is there any smoke to that?
Well, look, you know, part of the reason that the NFL has pushed back the release of the schedule to when it does, and it's now like the second week in May, is it tries to take as much time as it can to make sure that it has all the information it can before they finalize the schedule. Now, I don't think the NFL, in fact, I would feel very certain about this, I don't think the NFL has any inside knowledge that Aaron Rodgers is coming to play in Pittsburgh that we don't know. I think we all believe that's going to happen. We all expect that it's going to happen. It just hasn't happened. And I can assure you that the league has probably reached out to the Steelers, to ownership, and said, what do you think? And Art Rooney himself has been very public in the idea that he believes Aaron Rodgers is going to come play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I'm sure he told the league the same thing. Do I think he told the league we have a contract in the top draw done for Aaron Rodgers? We're just waiting for him? No, I don't think that that's true. So I think he told them exactly what he said to the public. We are confident that Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Steeler, but he still isn't signed. And Aaron Rodgers showed up at the Kentucky Derby this weekend with a ring on his left, on his fourth left wedding finger. You know, the question that I raised this morning, and I would ask you all, have you ever heard of anybody ever wearing a ring on the fourth left finger if they weren't married? I'm just asking that question.
No, but it's Aaron Rodgers.
That's the whole and there is the catch. If there's somebody that would be wearing a ring on that finger to try to send a message to say, you know, I'm wearing this to try to show that, you know, the institution of marriage is not something that we should all be believing or supporting in, and I'm putting this ring on, and like, I don't know what, you know, I would think, you know, it's logical that if you're wearing a ring on that finger that you got married. Mm-hmm. That's the logic most of the time with most people, but he's not most people.
So if he doesn't go to Pittsburgh, Adam, will they pivot and go after Cousins?
Yeah, I would expect that to be the case. And by the way, so if we're going to tie that together, the National Football League, when it schedules games for the Pittsburgh Steelers, primetime, international, whatever it may be, they're operating under the assumption that the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to make a good move at quarterback. They're going to make a move that they believe makes them competitive, whether that's going to be Aaron Rodgers, which is what they believe and hope and think, or whether they turn around and then trade for Kirk Cousins. But I think that we all would agree that it would be a surprise if the Pittsburgh Steelers headed to training camp with the combination of just Mason Rudolph, Skylar Thompson, and Will Howard. I just don't think that that's what they think. I don't think that's what the league is expecting. And I think the league goes ahead with the assumption that the Steelers, by the way, the Steelers themselves have said, we're going to be taking four quarterbacks to camp. Now, they may have signed an undrafted rookie free agent that I didn't see that is a fourth quarterback. But we're talking about four viable quarterbacks. And they haven't, to my knowledge, made that move on a fourth quarterback that'll be added to the roster, whether that is Aaron Rodgers or whether that falls through and they pivot to Kirk Cousins.
Shefty, I led you astray a couple of months ago with advice on who to take at the Players' Championship. So clearly, I need help. I'm asking now for your help because this week on the PGA Tour, they're playing at Philly Cricket Club. It's not a place they typically go. What's your strategy for picking a golfer this week?
This is a tough one because I think you're going to get, if I had to guess, you're going to get some guy that kind of rises up that's a real good golfer, that's playing good golf. But there's no course history here. So
no.
It's a very difficult – no. So again, I think you're looking at somebody that – Jen's so bored by this, by the way, Gabe.
Like, she's already checked out. Yeah.
Like, you could have asked me about, whatever, financial advice, and she just doesn't really care about this. So we're really boring her with this topic of golf. But there's no course history on this course in Philadelphia. And I think you're going to try to ride a golfer that can get hot, that has a lot. Like, I'm making this up off the top of my head. Sam Burns, Wyndham Clark, somebody like that can rise up and play well on a course like this. That's my guess.
I appreciate the self-awareness from you, Adam. I want to get to one more thing before we let you go. Here in Milwaukee,
more golf?
It's a big day. Boats. And there has been a boat stranded on the beach line here in Milwaukee at Bradford Beach for over 6 months. We're going to show you the picture on the live stream there. That's what it looks like. Looked like. It has since been just
show what it looks like.
That's what it looks like now. They tried to remove it. It's too dug in. It ruined the barge or the boat that they tried to remove it with. So today they are shutting down the road. They've got cranes coming out. Would you watch a live stream of that thing being pulled out of the lake?
I feel the same way about watching that you do about hearing you talking about Philadelphia cricket. Okay.
So, just so you know, full disclosure, while you were talking about golf, I was watching the stream of the crews pulling
so
up
here's the deal.
To the location.
You watch the stream. You watch the stream of the boat being pulled from the barge, whatever it is, and Gabe and I will continue to discuss who would be viable this weekend at the Philadelphia Cricket Club, because that, to me, is much more interesting than watching some big boat be tugged in.
Well, you don't have the attachment to the boat that Gabe does.
This thing,
all in on the story and the backstory.
It's just such a wild story. Like, Shefty, somebody ran out of gas and just left the boat there. It's basically what happened.
By the way, I think we buried the lead here, too. I just noticed this. Did Gabe shave?
Yes. For charity.
So do some fundraising every year for the Mac Fund, Adam.
For whatever it's worth, we've been trying to bury it since it happened, Adam.
I joined our afternoon show. Things were happening, and somebody said, hey, what would it cost to, trim the beard off? So we raised a little over $1,000 for the Mac Fund and, shaved the beard off.
Okay, now we have to ask Adam.
For, Gabe?
10 years.
How long?
10 years.
10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm looking down, I'm going, who's this guy that I don't recognize? And I'm going, what is, right?
Yeah. No, it's a lot of people. I ran into a lot of people for the first time yesterday at a media event at Erin Hills. And same thing, Shefty. Not a lot of people were recognizing me.
I will say this. It's looking better because you've got like stubble
a little
coming
stubble
in now. But that first day,
Are you going to grow it back? Are you growing it back?
Yes, I am growing it back. My wife was horrified when I walked out of the bathroom after I shaved it off. So we got to grow this thing back
really?
As quickly as possible. Yes.
Oh, so she likes the beard.
She likes the beard, yep. And really, we all know that's the only vote that actually counts.
One more golf question.
Yeah.
Do you think the ratings would be better for the PGA if the golfers played cricket instead of golf this weekend? Because it was painful last weekend. I knew one guy on the leaderboard.
Yeah, but he was the best guy.
Well I know all the guys. But I would just say that last week, that guy was so insane. Like, on Sunday, Van Rooyen, the golfer, I think Eric Van Rooyen,
yeah.
I think he was 8 under, had 2 eagles, and didn't close any ground on Scottie Scheffler. Like, Scottie Scheffler is ridiculous. He is ridiculous. He is a certifiable superstar. And the guy is
good.
he performs at a different level.
Okay, so the trucks have pulled up. They're unloading the equipment in an attempt to get the boat pulled out of the lake. Adam Schefter, we appreciate you hanging out with us.
Now let's get back to James Beard. So we'll go from the boat to golf to beers, right? Those are the three topics that are about to come out between today.
Adam Schefter, we appreciate you hanging out with us. Have a great one. We'll talk to you again soon.
We'll talk to you next week on schedule release day.
Oh baby.
Oh, nice. Good tease.
Yeah, there you go. Have a great day, guys.
Surprise, Chewy recognized that as a tease. Good job, Chew. All right, we'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Still a lot of stuff to get to. Stick around.
Our conversation each and every week with Adam Schefter, brought to you by the Island Resort and Casino, largest resort north of Milwaukee with everything you want to do in one place. Book your stay, because I'm going to be going up there later this summer. I love playing the golf. Maybe you want to visit the spa. Check out the great restaurants. It all starts islandresortandcasino.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
He sounds like the Beatles.
What? Anyone?
This is a new one on me.
Listen to his interview. The way he talks. He sounds like Paul McCartney. Ringo farted and it was horrible. It was absolutely horrible.
On 94.5 ESPN.